She never talked direct to me. So Abdurrahman told me that when she went inside, you see, the police woman said, "Lift your veil." She lifted her veil. She showed the photo. The police woman said, "Okay." At once she pulled her veil in front of the face. So the police woman said, "I can understand you hiding your face from men. I cannot understand you hiding your face from women." She said, "You are not a woman. I apologize, but you are not a woman. You are dressed to kill. You are dressed in a small frock. You have got rouge, lipstick. Your hair is going up like a mountain in the air. And you are doing this not for your husband, to distract the eyesight, you see, of others. So your heart is not quite clean. It has become black. If I do not hide myself from you, your blackness will come onto my heart, and then I will return to my normal self, which I was before going in Tabligh and Dawah." Do you understand, my dear friends and brothers? This is Tabligh and Dawah, the effects of Tabligh and Dawah in the American world. You see. So, Rasooli Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he trained his ummah on these lines. And whoever will follow these lines, he will get the same deen as the Sahaba's head. Of course, no one, the greatest wali, cannot equal the dust of the shoes of the Sahabas. Because they were great people. You see, after the prophets, the greatest people are the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You see. But, you see, we will try to copy them instead of copying the Western world. Then we will do hijrat, inshallah. Hijrat in the real sense of the word, from our customs, from our ways of life, from our dresses, from our ways of eating, from our ways of living, and follow the pattern, letter for letter, consonant for consonant, word for word, step for step of Muhammad bin Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then we'll get hidayat. وَإِن تُتِيُهُ تَحْتَدُ. And when we get hidayat, amal will rise to such a pitch that inshallah, summa inshallah, as the sahabas, in the days of the sahabas, when they strive 150 times in the path of Allah, then they had an iman unparalleled in the history of mankind. With that iman, amal unparalleled in the history of mankind. With that, they had the Persian Empire under the right foot and the Roman Empire under the left foot, and they walked into Bayt al-Maqdas without fighting. Umar radiallahu ta'ala had his shoes dangling on the shoulder, you see, and his feet were filled in muck. He had the big black beard and the black turban, and his slave was mounted on the camel, and his kurta had 17 patches, and he was holding the rein of the camel. And Abu Ubaidah came and told him, "Brother, how can you go in front of these civilized people in this fashion?" He took up some sand and threw it in the face of Abu Ubaidah radiallahu ta'ala. He said, "Abu Ubaidah, if you are not so exalted in the eyes of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam," because he was known as Aminul Ummat, the trustee of the Ummat, "I would have given such a punishment, no Muslim would have uttered these words till doomsday." And then he said, "Listen carefully. Inna kunna azalla nas, a'azzana Allah bil Islam, law nahnu natlubul izza bi ghayri ma azzana Allah, azallana Allah." He said, "You see, that we were the most disgraced of mankind. Allah rose us to the heights of honor through the medium of Islam." Those people who are thinking of any other medium, mark the words of Muhammad, of Umar radiallahu anhu. Who was Umar? "La nabiyya ba'di, law kana nabiyyan ba'di, kana Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala." There is no prophet after me. If there had been a prophet, Umar was he had the ability to become a prophet. He said, we were the most disgraced of mankind. Allah rose us to the height of honor through the medium of Islam. If you dare to forsake the medium of Islam and try any other means, Allah will pour disgrace onto your heads. My dear friends and brothers, not only that, when Dawat was on the top of the heads of the Muslims, you see, this is written by Maulana Yusuf Rahmatullah Alayh. It is in Hadith Bukhari also. It is not an over boundary. If you want to refer the third volume of Hayatul Sahaba, chapter 9, you will see that a shepherd was grazing his sheep. A wolf came from the back and caught hold of the sheep. Then this shepherd, he took a stick, whack on the head of the wolf, and he snatched his sheep back. The sheep sat down, and in the Arabic language, human language, he said, this is my risk from Allah, who are you to take it? This shepherd got surprised. He said, what? You are a wolf and you are talking in the human language? He said, this is nothing to be surprised. You go to Medina. You are on the border of Medina. You go to Medina and you will see a person who is talking of what is happening in the heavens and what is happening below the earth. When you hear that, you will be still more surprised. So the shepherd packed up his goods and ran with his flock to the corner of Medina. He put his sheep there, you see, and then he went inside and saw the beautiful countenance of Muhammad bin Abdullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, shining like the full moon. Broad shoulders, big eyes. When he smiled, his teeth used to smile, shine like pearls. The black beard and the hair coming down to the lower part of the ear. From there he shouted, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu annaka rasulallah. I bear witness to the fact there is no one worthy of worship except Allah. And you are the correct prophet of Allah. Because he did not know the name, he said, Ashhadu annaka rasulallah. Rasulullah called him, come here. Who told you? He said, the bear, the wolf told me, the wolf. He said, Bilal, go and call all the sahabas. All the sahabas came. He told the shepherd, you mount the pulpit. Now describe to them the invitation of the wolf. My dear friends and brothers, the reason for telling this is that when Tabligh and Dawat was number one in the lives of the sahabas, they did not adjust Tabligh and Dawat with their affairs. They adjusted their affairs with Tabligh and Dawat. That is the difference. Then the wolf, the animals also used to testify to La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the understanding to take up this dawah. You see, before it is too late. Before it is too late. You see. And my last thing to you is, in the days of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, three big sahabis, Abu Sufyan radiallahu ta'ala, Suhail bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala, and Akram bin Abi Jahl radiallahu ta'ala, these were the people who entered Islam after Fateh Makkah. They came, the Khadim of Umar radiallahu ta'ala came and said, Amir al-Mu'mineen, these people have come, the chieftains of Quraysh. He said, I am very busy, tell them to wait. Listen to this very carefully. Then, after some time, the Khadim came back. And he said, the first of Abyssinia, Bilal radiallahu ta'ala, the first of Persia, Salman radiallahu ta'ala, the first of the Ghifari clan, Abu Zar Ghifari radiallahu anhu, have come.